Don't sit and wait. Don't sit and dream. Put on a smile. Go find a scene. I'm sure you'd meet someone who would really love you. Don't sit and hope. Don't sit and pine. If you've been hurt, make up your mind. I'm sure you'd find someone who would really love you. I don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. To whom this may concern to say, don't wait for love to come your way. Don't waste your time. Make up your mind and make it happen. I don't know why you sit around. Da, 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 da. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Listen to me.
Good evening. It's Sebastian, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. And the name of this show is To Whom It May Concern. Yeah. Welcome back to another show. I hope everyone had a lovely Thanksgiving. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, then that's okay too. I hope you had a nice restful break if you had it. We had a few days off for Tufts, so. Anyways, I don't have a guest for tonight. This semester, if you're tuning in for the first time, I've been having a I've been doing what I can to have a weekly guest, to bring on an album of their choice. But most people are still getting back from the holidays and whatnot, so. Not many people are around to come on the show tonight, but that's okay, because I actually have something I've been meaning to play for a while, an album of my picking from this year. Came out back in, it was back in August, and it's called Wide Awake. It's by I believe he's German, his name's Mechatalk, he's a producer. I'm gonna fact check myself. He is a German producer and DJ. He's a frequent collaborator with the Drain Gang Music Collective, aka like Blade, Echo 2K, Thai Boy Digital, and all of those people from that kind of scene, Young Lean and stuff, the Swedish guys. I honestly am not I mean, I wasn't, he's definitely, I've seen him on the production for a lot of songs by these guys, because I'm a big fan of Blade and Young Lean. I like all the Drain Gang stuff, but Blade is the main guy that I'm interested in, that I enjoy his stuff a lot. And, you know, he's always been on my radar, but I was never particularly, like, I don't know, like, his stuff never caught my attention. He really doesn't have that much solo music because he's more of a producer and DJ. He has this one, I guess it's an album. It's more like a mixtape with Blade that he did back in 2020. But he put out a full album this year. He's been putting out some good stuff this year. I mean, to get started, like he produced this song with Echo 2K and Fake Mink, who has blown up big time this year, a UK rapper, Fake Mink, called Macca. And that, like, immediately put him on my radar. That came out, like, in May. And that's honestly, like, quite possibly my song of the year. I love that song. It's been on repeat for me, like, pretty much since it came out. I wish I could play it. It's explicit, so I can't really play it, in my hour, but it's a great song, so I highly recommend checking it out if you haven't heard it yet. But following that, he actually put out another song with Blade and Echo 2K called Expression on Your Face, which came out early summer in June, so like a month after Macca. And that song kind of went under my radar because Macca was so good that I couldn't listen to anything else. You know, that song came out and I was like, oh, you know, it's not Macca, so it's not that, you know, it's whatever. And it's definitely not as good as Macca, but it is still a great song, and it's on his latest album, and coming back to it after, like, whatever, 6 months, it's definitely grown on me a lot. And this album that he's put out is really cool. It's got that one that's kind of like the main single of it, but a lot of it is kind of just like him doing his own thing without, like, features. You know, it's more of a producer's album than, like, a, I guess, features album. But it's pretty cool. I really like it. He did this really cool mix on this radio show called NTS. I think it's a radio show. My friend just sent me, it's a mix on SoundCloud. It's like an hour long, where, like, Mecha Talk was like a guest on this guy's SoundCloud mix, or I think it's an actual radio show. I'll look into that and talk about it more in the intermission, like halfway through this album. But that really put him even more onto my radar. Played a bunch of really cool stuff, not just his own music, but just like a mix of a bunch of really, really cool stuff. So if we have time at the end of the show, I will play a song or two that I heard on that mix. But let's get into it. I've been talking long enough. This is Wide Awake by Mecha Talk.
Seems to notice something's gone missing from the cloakroom. truth back door, haunt through the city all along. Everything. 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 Now. Everything. Everything. Now. Everything.
Take another one.
Everything. Now.
Take another one.
Everything. Now.
Take.
Everything.
Take another one.
Everything.
Take.
Everything. Now. Everything.
Day.
Everything.
توی حالا کم انگت مری با میشی و بعدا تک تو رو کیو کم باید توی توی حالا باید توی حالا توی حالا توی حالا توی حالا
was 200 by Megatalk. If you're just tuning in, we've been working through his album from earlier this year called Wide Awake. Yeah, that was 200, and then before that was Virus Freestyle, and then Everything, Expression on Your Face, Don't Say No, and You Don't Exist. Yeah, so I honestly didn't really do that much research about this album before bringing it on. I've just been listening to it a lot. But I was reading some stuff about it as this stuff was playing. And I found some pretty interesting stuff. So I'm probably just going to go through some of that. I'll start by talking about the album a little bit. So I found this article by Dazed Club or something, some sort of magazine, that interviewed him recently talking about this new album, and he had some pretty interesting things to say about it. This album hasn't really been reviewed that much. I haven't seen that much. I was trying to find some stuff from the critics, but not a whole lot about this album. But this interview has some interesting stuff. So apparently, he kind of looks at this, or he kind of thinks of his music as pop music, kind of, which I honestly didn't really know what to label this kind of music as, because he's just, he's a DJ, he's a producer, so I kind of just think of this as, I guess just, producer music. I don't know. I don't really know what you would, categorize this as, but he kind of thinks of it as, I'll just read what he said. So, it says, I keep talking about my music as pop, but I think most people will be like, this is not pop. I think it's more like in some imaginary universe, this could be their pop music. It hits all the things that pop would do. Memorable track titles, hooks, and repeating melodies. So I thought that was pretty interesting, because I think I would agree. This whole album is Expression on Your Face is very memorable to me. A lot of it is honestly, to be frank, not that memorable to me, but that's not a bad thing. I just think it's it's good background music. That's kind of what I've been listening to this as, if I'm just going about my day and I want to put something on while I'm doing whatever, doing my laundry or walking to class or something, this is the kind of music I like to put on, I guess. But yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. Yes, this matter, this article kind of like dives into that, and he's it's the title of the article is like, Mechatalk is a pop star from a parallel universe, which I think is a pretty interesting idea. And there's more, there's a lot more in this interview, so I'd recommend if you find it, if you're interested in this, like read about it or read the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, I guess Expression on Your Face is definitely like kind of like the standout track on the whole album. The rest of it kind of just feels like interludes. Like, you know, there's a few other songs that kind of stand out. You'll hear one of them on the second half. But most of it is just kind of like cool ideas, I guess, in my opinion. But anyways, so, you know, that song has a very like kind of like glitchy, hyper kind of beat. And it's got like Blade singing over it, Blade and Echo. And you can't really understand what they're saying other than like Expression on Your Face. But apparently, here's what he had to say about this song. And they, I guess the interviewer asked, what is the expression on the face that Blade is singing about? And he said, I was picturing this deadpan face. You're not quite sure how to interpret. Like, are you mad? Are you sad? I can't read you. And then it says, that line echoes back in when you left, right? And he says, yeah. I treated Blade's vocals very differently. The lyrics are kind of inaudible and almost sounds like he's speaking French. I really like the lyrics on the verse, and it seemed funny to have a spoken word rap over this almost UK beat. So I thought that was pretty cool. The song, yeah, I mean, I honestly never really paid attention to like what it's actually trying to say, but I just thought it was like a cool, a very cool beat. It's very Mechatalk. He has like this very like glitchy, kind of like chunky, choppy style of production that you'll probably recognize if you listen to more of his stuff, but I like that song quite a bit. Yeah. I guess since this gives a good time to read a PSA, since we're like halfway through the show, I'll read one about emergency preparedness, which seems relevant, I guess, given the winter weather that's been upon us, and it's probably going to get worse in the next few months. Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, yeah, be prepared for emergencies. Yeah. Anyways, I was also talking about at the beginning of the show about how he, Mechatalk, has this pretty cool DJ set radio show thing he does on NTS, which I was looking up about, and it's a British radio show that's, I mean, it's international at this point, but it was founded in London by this guy who I think had ties to like Boiler Room, which is this kind of like series, or it's a club promoter, I guess, and they do like these like Boiler Room sets all over the world, but it's like a lot of like people DJing. I'm sure Mechatalk has maybe done a Boiler Room set, or he's been to like a you know, he's definitely affiliated with that kind of stuff, the Boiler Room scene. So anyways, that was cool. He had a show on NTS, he was a guest, and he played some really cool stuff that I'm gonna try and set some time aside to play after this album. So yeah, I'll talk more about that after the album. We got like four or five songs left, so I'll just jump into those without further ado. So yeah, this is Addiction.
Thank you. in a house made of glass. House made of glass. House made of glass.
Okay. It's always that change, it's expression on your face. It's in line, this love and hate, and this line ties me to this place.
Everything just went left when you left.
And that concludes the album, Wide Awake by Megatalk. If you're just tuning in, we just listened to that whole album. Talk a little bit about the second half. Personally, well, actually, let me look at the track list. I want to say that I think the first half is stronger than the second half. And I think I can stand behind that. I think there's more, like, my personal favorites in this album are Expression on Your Face, the kind of single standout song. Virus Freestyle is really cool, just a super interesting beat, kind of faster than a lot of the stuff on the album. And She's a Director, which was actually on the second half. That's my favorite song. That might be honestly my favorite song on the whole album, I want to say. It's very catchy, and the production is great. I love the vocals. It's got Isabella Love Story on it. I don't really know that much about her, but she's got like almost 400,000 monthly listeners, so she's got something going. She's pretty cool. I actually heard that song for the first time on the radio mix I was talking about earlier, and the version that I heard, I think this radio segment he did was before he released the album, and the version that I heard was without the vocals, and honestly, I kind of like it more without the vocals. The beat is just so good, and I feel like, you know, the vocals are cool, but I think that they kind of distract from how awesome the beat is. And, you know, Megatalk is a producer, so this album is very much about him as a solo entity and doing his own thing. So, I don't know. I personally kind of prefer it without the vocals, but maybe that's just me. Anyways, we have like 10 minutes left, so I'm going to segue into another song he did from his project earlier from 2020 with Blade, and this one's called Rainbow. I've listened to it a lot recently. There's a really cool remix that he put out. He just put out like a deluxe version of this album not too long ago, and there's a really cool remix of this song by OK Lou, and that kind of made me, I liked the song before I heard the remix. The remix made me, I really liked the remix. I was like just listening to it all the time. And then it kind of, I was like, oh wow, this remix is maybe even better than the original. And then I came back to the original. It's like, wow, this is actually really good too. And I like it a lot more than I used to. So I'm going to play this song. It's called Rainbow. And then I think we'll have some time to play some of the stuff from that radio show I was talking about, where he was playing like kind of a cool mix of different stuff. So this is Rainbow by Megatalk.
My wedding in a black velvet blanket. I could have had it all, I didn't want to have it. You don't believe it, how can I work the magic? I want to see you, baby, coming out the ashes. Say a prayer. You should be the one to say it. Not for this world, but it's true on another layer. Just a kiss from the lips, it feels like a prayer. Silver City never sleeps with the three awake. Make the rainbow.
Take the rainbow. take the rainbow home.
Gonna end it off quick with I got time for maybe one more song. Yeah, so that was Rainbow by Blade and Megatalk. And if you're listening closely to the Megatalk album in the earlier in the show, you might recognize some similarities between the production style of those two songs. I feel like it's they're both like pretty like glitchy, bouncy kind of beats. One of my favorite songs from that mix on the NTS radio that I heard with Megatalk, and I think it was like a collaboration with like Young Records or something, was a Bowery Electric song. They're like a trip-hop kind of band from the 90s. So yeah, this is called Freedom Fighter. I'm just going to close it out. Running out of time. So yeah, you're listening to Who May Concern on WMFO in Medford. And I'll see you guys next week.